Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication guaranteed to raise your business profile. With billions online, we raise you above the internet so you can be seen. Before I go any further, I'd like to take a moment to thank the medical community for the amazing work that they're doing day in and day out. Many of them are risking their lives so that others may live. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta internal medicine physician, Dr. Michelle Huggins. She's here today to give us an update on the Huggins Medical Group PC. Our guest today is a native of Georgetown, Guyana. She is a graduate of Brown University and the prestigious Morehouse School of Medicine. Today, she is the owner of the Huggins Medical Group, PC. Her medical practice provides excellent, comprehensive health care to adolescents and adults ages 14 and up with compassion, professionalism, and genuine caring. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is currently featured on the 2020 edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide. Dr. Michelle Huggins, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Good morning.
We know you're very busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, tell us, is Huggins Medical Group still open for business during the coronavirus pandemic?
Yes, we are still open. Absolutely. Our hours of operation haven't changed at all, and my staff are still faithfully present at 8 to 9 a.m., drawing routine labs for those patients who have their appointments for the labs. And then our facility hours are 9 to 5 every day, with our patient appointments from 9 to 4:30 Monday and Thursday, and 9 to 1 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
All right. Are you doing any coronavirus testing at your facility?
We absolutely are. What people need to know is that we are doing the testing. We don't do them just blindly for anyone and everyone. Specifically, we screen people. If someone is determined to need that testing, we go ahead and do it. It is not what's called point of care testing, so it's not something that if I test you at this moment, I can tell you what the results are. Those tests aren't quite available yet, so it may take up to about a week for the results to come back. But if there is any suspicion that you may indeed be coronavirus positive, then what we do is that we treat you accordingly, tell you to go home, self-quarantine for up to 14 days while we're waiting for the results of the test.
Well, what additional safety measures has Huggins Medical Group taken that our listeners should know about?
We sanitize obsessively, and that includes sanitizing before, during, and after patients' presence and any equipment that we use. We're not shy, certainly, about educating our patients and encouraging them to do the same when they enter and when they leave. When they walk into the waiting room, it's almost barren. It is barren, actually. Our patients no longer go through the process of signing in. When they enter the facility, our staff will check them in electronically. For those vulnerable patients who, despite requests to not come into the office, who insist on coming, what we will do is triage them while they are in their cars, and then we bring them into the facility after the waiting room is cleared, and then take them directly into the waiting room. Okay, so that may be an older person who insists on being seen rather than taking a phone call.
Well, as an Atlanta internal medicine physician, what are you telling your patients about the coronavirus?
Telling them on a daily basis, number one, to take care of themselves, to adhere to the information that is being provided to them as far as social distancing, to shelter in place. And every day I have to educate my patients. I'm somebody who watches people, and there are things that I see that people do and they don't realize that they are doing that is counterproductive to maintaining their safety. For example, a lot of people will go into the grocery stores with gloves on, which is fine. But one of the things that many people need to realize is as they touch various things, they do what is called auto-inoculating. And I have this conversation with my patients every single day. They go into the grocery store, they touch things, and then they go to their cars, and they get into their cars with the same gloves, and they touch their steering wheels. Well, now they have inoculated their steering wheel. And instead of actually maintaining a sterile environment, they've brought those germs into their environment. And so it's very important to realize that chances are you do better simply using sanitizer and wipes, because it's very easy to forget to take those gloves off before you enter what has been your safe environment. And so hand sanitizer, sanitize everything before you leave your vehicle, before you go into an environment. Use your sanitizer when you step into your home, take your clothes off, step out of your shoes. It's more about educating oneself, taking care of oneself, understanding the concept of what sheltering in place and truly maintaining that social distance means. So it's about education, and those are the things that myself and my staff share with our patients every single day.
Well, Dr. Huggins, will the only cure for the coronavirus be in a prescription drug?
Ultimately, I think a prescription drug may help to treat it. As in the case of the flu, we have something like Tamiflu that can help to arrest the symptoms. We have something like a vaccine that helps to keep it at bay. But the best cure is prevention. And I think that ultimately we are going to be the best cure for this virus, taking care of ourselves and each other.
So just to summarize, what are three or four things people can do to reduce the chance of getting coronavirus?
Washing their hands frequently, using hand sanitizer frequently, wearing a mask, particularly if they have any upper respiratory symptoms, being mindful of currently where you are living, if there are recommendations for sheltering in place, and understand what that means. It doesn't mean going from household to household. It means staying within your own household, even if you are family. And being patient with this process. It's going to take time for this to pass, and we're going to have to be mindful of that.
Well, Dr. Huggins, tell our listening audience about some of the services that are available at Huggins Medical Group, and what is the difference between an internal medicine doctor and a family physician?
Internal medicine and family practitioners are the investigators, basically, of medicine. Often people come to us with vague complaints and symptoms, and it's our task to determine what's going on with them, or at the very least to determine which specialists to refer them to. I take care of individuals 14 years and older, and I treat everything from rashes to common cold and allergies, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, depression, migraines, and beyond.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, my practice is a female-run practice. I have a wonderful staff, and we are unique in that we take care of the whole person. It's not just about writing a prescription for a pill and sending the patient out. I try to look at my patients and listen to them and take care of that entire individual. And sometimes that takes a little more time than usual, but it's about the experience of being with that individual. And I want to know that when they walk back through the door, that they are celebrating themselves and what they have accomplished. We're always working towards a goal, and that they've come closer to that goal.
Dr. Huggins, where's your office located in Metro Atlanta?
It is located in downtown Douglasville. The address is 12551 Veterans Memorial Highway, Douglasville, Georgia, 30134. And the telephone number for those who may want to make an appointment is 770-702-7728.
And as a physician, what final words would you like to leave our listening audience with regarding coronavirus?
I hope that at some point that this message makes its way to my Guyana family as well. So I am going to say that I have been blessed to call two countries home. And what I would like people to know is that this virus does not discriminate. It does not see color. It does not see socioeconomic status. It does not see age. This is a time for people to come together and take care of each other by taking care of themselves. Take care of each other by staying apart. And understand that if we don't do that, the person that you spent all of this time disliking yesterday, you may not see tomorrow.
For the people in your hometown, your first hometown of Guyana,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a special message for them?
I pray that they will look at the rest of the world and learn. All of my heart is with them as much as it is with my family here.
And that hometown is Georgetown, Guyana.
Guyana is a beautiful country, lush. It is a country of many waters, lush greenery. Recently, it has come into the global eye because of the discovery of oil. And there are a lot of things happening there right now. From the standpoint of the coronavirus, there have been, my last read, there were 8 cases there. So hopefully that will not escalate much more. But it is a third world country. And it is a place that, for me, when I was growing up, brought me great happiness. It's home.
Well, Dr. Huggins, would you like to leave our listening audience with any comforting words regarding the coronavirus?
We will get through this. This is a moment in time, and we're in God's hands. And I know that we can do this.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Again, our number is 770-702-7728.
Give out that number one more time, please.
770-702-7728.
All right. Well, Dr. Michelle Huggins, owner of Huggins Medical Group PC, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another A1 job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far, or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.